From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Six attacks across Baghdad today killed at least 95 people and wounded more than 500, making this the bloodiest day of the year in the Iraqi capital, where NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
The coordinated attacks against high-profile targets tested Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's claim that Baghdad was stable after U.S. forces pulled out. After a truck bomb devastated the foreign ministry, another car bomb slammed the Ministry of Finance, and a series of mortars overwhelmed Baghdad hospitals with casualties, the prime minister and other security officials gave unusually frank public statements. For the first time, they acknowledged security gaps and failures to an Iraqi population that could hear those errors as the bombs exploded in the early morning. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
A gun battle erupted in the center of Kabul today on the eve of Afghanistan's presidential election. Afghan authorities say police killed three heavily armed Taliban fighters. Meanwhile, officials are still trying to get election materials, including ballots, to some of the country's more volatile provinces, delivering them by helicopter because roads are too dangerous. The chief UN spokesman in Afghanistan, Adrian Edwards, says tomorrow's vote is significant in modern Afghan history.
It is the first Afghan-led election in more than 30 years. It's very important that Afghanistan moves. There is progress from, if you like, the first elections of 2004-2005.
Concerned that violence will dampen turnout, the Afghan government has banned media from covering any violence that occurs during tomorrow's balloting. Hurricane Bill is traveling from waters near Puerto Rico toward New England. With winds of 135 miles an hour, the Category 4 storm is expected to generate dangerous surf along eastern coast beaches. Forecasters say Bill is likely to stay far from the U.S. coast until Sunday. A new report from the U.S. Geological Survey finds high levels of mercury contamination in streams across the country. We have more on that from NPR's Elizabeth Shogren.
About a quarter of the fish tested contained such high concentrations of mercury that if you ate just an average amount, you'd get more mercury than the government considers safe. Mercury is a potent neurotoxin. It's especially harmful for young children and developing fetuses. Some of the highest levels of mercury were found in tea-colored streams in the undeveloped forests of the southeast. Most of the mercury in fish comes from coal-fired power plants. A court threw out a Bush administration plan to control mercury from power plants. The Obama administration is working on a new approach. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 61 points at 9,279. The Nasdaq gained 13 points to close at 1,996. The S&P rose 6 to close at 989. This is NPR News. In Colorado, federal agents and archaeologists are hauling away one of the nation's most extensive private collections of ancient Native American artifacts. The collection's owners faced federal charges and voluntarily surrendered the artifacts pending a trial. NPR's Howard Berkus has the story.
30 agents, archaeologists, and curators from the Federal Bureau of Land Management are working at the Durango, Colorado home of Carl and Marie Kreitz. The couple are major dealers in ancient American Indian artifacts. They were charged with 23 others after a two-year federal sting aimed at theft, trafficking, and grave robbing. BLM spokesman Steve Hall is at the scene.
There are literally thousands of artifacts in the collection, and some of them are very rare and have a great deal of cultural significance in the world of archaeology.
The collection includes rare bone flutes, a ceremonial war club, and ancient prayer sticks. The artifacts are being cataloged, packed, and loaded into two U-Haul trucks. Sacred items may be turned over to Indian tribes. Other artifacts may end up in museums and archaeological collections. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
President Obama says some critics of his proposed health care overhaul are being dishonest. He said claims that it will fund abortions, offer care for illegal immigrants, and create death panels are false. Life expectancy has reached an all-time high in the U.S. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says, based on data from 2007, men on average are living to 75.3 years, women to 80.4 years. Still, life expectancy in the U.S. is lower than some two dozen other countries. The CDC credits drops in mortality rates for several leading causes of death in the U.S. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.